AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Pope Francis has celebrated his final Mass during his visit to the U.S. He heads home to Rome in a couple of hours. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a live report.
Ross, the Pope ended the Mass by asking the hundreds of thousands of people out here on Ben Franklin Parkway to pray for him, something he's often asked for during his trip here. It was a joyous Mass, taking almost 2 hours. A giant stage holds the altar with a large gold cross on it. A full orchestra and choir performed, and the pontiff was assisted by scores of priests and bishops. During his homily, Pope Francis told the crowd, "Everyone should be open to miracles of love for the sake of families around the world." Ross.
Julie Walker, live from Philadelphia. Hundreds of thousands of pilgrims throng to hear Francis celebrate his final Mass, but there are plenty of signs his weekend visit to Philadelphia has failed to deliver the economic boon predicted by organizers. We've just been told that the Pope has decided that the next World Meeting of Families will be in 2018 in Dublin, Ireland. Iraq's military says it will begin sharing security and intelligence information with Syria, Russia, and Iran to help combat the Islamic State group. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and his Russian counterpart are meeting to discuss the fight against the Islamic militants.
To find a way forward that will be effective in keeping a united, secular Syria that can be at peace and stable again without foreign troops.
John Kerry at the UN. The president is also there. This is AP Radio News. House Speaker John Boehner told CBS's Face the Nation today he hopes to get a lot done before he retires from Congress at the end of October.
I expect that we might have a little more cooperation from some around town to try to get as much finished as possible. I don't want to leave my successor a dirty barn. So I want to clean the barn up a little bit before the next person gets there.
A spokeswoman for Eddie Montgomery, one half of the country duo Montgomery Gentry, says the singer has lost his 19-year-old son. Hunter died today after an accident that had put him on life support in a hospital in Kentucky. A McDonald's customer in Carlsbad, New Mexico, was not loving it when employees mistakenly put pickles on his order. Police in Carlsbad say officers had to squash a public disturbance at the fast food restaurant after the customer began harassing employees over the mistake. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.